Joining me right now is the music teacher for Sisa Elementary. She's been here in Sisa School District for about 5 years now, came in 2018. Amanda Sarles, thank you for joining us in our town.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You had an opportunity to go to Carnegie Hall in New York City in May. What was all that about?
So when I moved to Oregon in 2016, I started the Master's of Music Education program at the University of Oregon. Part of that opportunity came to work with the Eugene Symphony in their Link Up youth concert program. Okay. And so Link Up is a Carnegie Hall Weill Music Institute curriculum where the local symphony and the local elementary schools collaborate to perform an interactive concert together. So elementary music teachers teach the music parts, the movement, the singing, the recorder playing, and there are some violin parts, speaking parts, body percussion parts, and then the Eugene Symphony or the local symphony dedicates time and financial support to a youth concert where they invite local elementary students to come to the hall to experience the concert together. So it's this amazing opportunity where we have third, fourth, and fifth graders. That's what the curriculum is written for. That's who the curriculum is written for. Third, fourth, and fifth graders are invited to the symphony hall not only to just sit there and be quiet. It's not a concert of don't move, don't talk, don't make noise. It's a concert of do's. And so the first song opens, and it's the opening, it's the theme song, Come to Play. And in that song, students are playing recorder, they're singing, they're moving, they're standing up, and they're participating with the symphony in the performance. And I experienced that as a grad student, having already been a music teacher. Yeah. And I thought, this is the most amazing experience. My prior teaching has been in other countries, and so having a local symphony was always something that I would sit in my music room and think, gosh, I wish I could be in a country where we had a symphony and we could take students to symphonies. And then here I am experiencing this opportunity through Carnegie Hall's curriculum, and I thought, this is the coolest thing ever, and we're so lucky to have our local symphony that participates in it. So when I came to Florence in 2018, that was one of the asks that I had as a new music teacher was, can we please take our students to experience a symphony? And the principal at the time said, absolutely. And so we make the trip over, and we've been participating since my first year.
All right. So you're probably much too young to remember this, but when I was a kid, I remember the kid down the street from me had an LP, and it was Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah, so those concerts still exist. So the symphony will have youth concerts where they are during the school day, and they are only inviting homeschool and elementary school students, and those invitations come through the school. You can't buy tickets to them as a member of the public. But then they also have youth concerts where every season they'll have a concert like Carnival of the Animals or Peter and the Wolf or another kid-appropriate, youth-appropriate concert. One year, Eugene Symphony did the Composer is Dead, which is a Lemony Snicket book, children's book, mm-hmm. about the composer dies and who in the orchestra killed the composer. And it goes through all the different sections of the orchestra and like, well, it was couldn't be the flutes because they were too, you know, dainty at the party. And it's hilarious. And they put that on as a youth concert. But that was on the weekends mm-hmm. when parents could bring kids. Yeah. And the Link Up program is part of the elementary offerings, the outreach program that they have.
So all of this, what you're describing so far, has taken place at the Holt Center,
yes.
I imagine.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And how many years have you been able to do that? Was this the first year you were able to do it from Sisa?
So I know we took students my first year, which would have been spring of 2019. And then it was like March 13th, 2020, that we got that email that said, we're going to have to shut down.
There are certain dates that stand out.
Yeah. And one of the first emails that I sent post that receiving that information was to Katie Visdahl at the Eugene Symphony because our Link Up concert that year was the following Tuesday. And so we had all of our fifth graders ready to go. and ready to play, ready to sing, so excited. And, well, the rest of the story we know. We didn't get to go, and the symphony did a fantastic job of creating a virtual opportunity, but this year was the first year we have been back since COVID.
All right, so you've done this at the Holt Center in Eugene. Now, what's the next step for you personally on this?
Oh, my gosh, well, I don't know. I think about the kids more than anything. But yeah. So we've participated in this with the Eugene Symphony, and we've taken kids. Every year we take the fifth graders to this concert. One fifth grader gets to be on the stage, and they have a section of seating on the stage, and that student gets to play and sing and participate from the stage. And so twice now we've had a student that has been on the stage, and they report really it being a very exciting opportunity. But then I guess I could say what I never saw coming was an email that said, hey, Carnegie Hall is looking for a music teacher who has taught the curriculum and is familiar with the curriculum to come and talk about their experience, and are you available? And I said, yes, it's Carnegie Hall, and yes, I love this program. Yes, never really thinking this would happen. In fact, telling the school secretaries, something's going to happen. Brace yourselves. Something's going to happen. I'm not going to get to do this, because this is the kind of stuff that this doesn't happen, you know, this doesn't happen to, like, me. This is just such an amazing opportunity. And then it happened. And Carnegie Hall invited me to come and speak on a panel and represent the music teacher perspective. And so on the panel were other executive directors and conductors and community outreach directors of other symphonies across the nation. The event was the Link Up National Convening, and it was the first convening they had held in person or at all since the pandemic. So it was very meaningful for them to have representation from all over the United States and other countries, neighboring countries, coming to learn more about the Link Up program, because they're always trying to expand the program to new symphonies.
So this has already happened?
Yes, yes. The convening happened the week of May 23rd, and I got to go to New York City and represent Siusla Elementary School and represent the Eugene Symphony. And
was it everything you dreamed it would be?
It was, yes. Yes, it was. I have never been to Carnegie Hall before for a performance.
Have you ever been to New York City?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because I'm originally from Tennessee. So getting to New York from Tennessee is
a practice.
Yeah. Exactly. That's their motto. I actually bought some magnets that say practice and have them on my board in the classroom. But yeah, it had been about a good number of years since I had been to New York, and so going back and just getting to be there with a purpose, you know, not just being a tourist or not just being on vacation, but getting to go with a purpose of sharing and participating in something that I love and believe in and have seen be such a positive opportunity for students. It was everything. It was everything you dream that could happen.
Yeah. Indulge me for just a second. I'm speaking with Amanda Sarles. She is the music teacher at Siusla Elementary School. And Amanda, what is the next step for you in this? What do you bring back to your students from this time at Carnegie Hall?
Well, we will continue to participate in the program for sure. If I ever had a thought or doubt that maybe we had exhausted our participation in it, that thought is gone. And every year is a new group of fifth graders that get to participate in this program. If anything, I come back with a greater appreciation for the folks at Carnegie Hall who have dedicated their careers to creating this curriculum, finding new composers to commission to do new works for this curriculum. This year, I think they had a record-breaking 4 or 5 female composers that they commissioned works from for the Link Up Orchestra Moves program. That means that in this curriculum that is available internationally, that means these composers are now known amongst people and a group of musicians who may have not had access to them because we're in the elementary music world. We're not in the symphonic world. And our paths have now crossed because of this link-up program. So what I get to bring back is a huge appreciation for all of the efforts that go into making this curriculum the best experience for students. All the intentionality behind picking the pieces and what pieces they want the symphony to play for listening purposes and what pieces they want the students to participate in. It was phenomenal to see their version of the Link Up concert, because that was the first concert that I got to see at Carnegie Hall, was the Link Up youth concert of the Orchestra Moves.
All right. Was there a fifth grader on stage?
There were several fifth graders on stage, and they had a 13-year-old being the host of the whole concert. And the Eugene Symphony education director and I looked at each other and were thinking about, well, what students do we have locally that could play that role? I mean, this is a youth concert. Let's let our youth lead.
Amanda Sarles is the music teacher at Sosa Elementary School. And how important is music to the overall educational experience in the grades that you deal with?
Well, how much time do you have? I won't bore you with peer-reviewed research studies, but it is where I spend some time in knowing the why behind what I do. And the why is, we know that the way the brain is learning patterns, the way the brain is learning sounds, the way the brain is making sense when you put two patterns together and you repeat them over and over, all of that is the fundamental basics of music. And so when I'm teaching students how to sing a song, I'm starting with vowel sounds. I'm talking about consonances. I'm talking about lifting your soft palate and tongue placement and how to use your lips to get the sound that we want. I'm talking about these things. When we're talking about patterns and we're learning ostinatos to play on the xylophones, I'm teaching short patterns that are repeated in sections, A section, B section, C section, and 10-year-olds are learning this and playing it, and it's incredible. And all it is a little bit of logic, which mathematics is logical reasoning, and a little bit of language, which is English language learning and English language arts, and you put together and you have music. So I think, and I get to have this opinion and advocate for this, but I think there is music in everything we are teaching students. If we really want to come down to the basic of what we're doing, everything can be done musically, and music can enhance everything we're doing academically. And it's not just me that thinks that. There is a lot of research, decades older than me, of research that has controlled for every variable possible. And they still find that the students who were participating in a music ensemble, their math and their English scores are higher than students who are not participating in a music ensemble. And everything is controlled for. And they're still finding this in these over 10 years of following students in their academic lives. They're finding that music is still helping students make better learning academically.
Well, Ms. Sarles, I have thoroughly enjoyed spending about 15 minutes with you today. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. This is my first time on the radio.